John, chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he arose from supper and laid aside his outer clothes and took a towel and wrapped himself. After that, he poured water into a bowl and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was wrapped. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I do you do not know now, but you shall know later. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is clean altogether. And you are clean, but not all, because he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his clothes and had sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? Why, call me Master and Lord, and you say correctly, because I am. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Because I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Why, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he who is greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it happens, that when it comes to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. When Jesus had so spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, truly, truly, I say to you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, questioning of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' breast one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop piece of bread when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent. And he spoke this to him, because some of them thought because Judas had the money bag that Jesus had said to him, buy those things that we have need of foe are the fees, t, or that he should give something to the poor. He then having received a so, p, piece of bread, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall soon glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now, I say to you a new commandment. I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me. Later, Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock shall not crow until you have denied me three times.